It's noon o'clock. What do we got here? Anything? Hello?
Check. Ooh, I'm loud. Thank you. I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, I have the ass mic. There we go. Welcome to Kill Radio. Yeah, I still have none of you. I sound great. You should be too. Check. No, you need to give it a good squeeze. You should be good to go, Mark.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been like
three. All
right. How's that? Yeah, there I am.
Smooth.
That was weird. You did that on purpose.
Of course. I stay up nights thinking about how I can make the technical situation at Kill Radio worse.
No wonder you don't sleep, because
there's not much left.
I don't think there's much left you can do here. It's all been done.
I could ruin the... No, that's broken. Wait.
That's already been done.
I could... No. Well, it's noon o'clock.
It's noon o'clock.
On Monday. And that means only one thing. Kill Radio's only zero quality control show is live on the air.
And let's prove the zero quality. I actually, for the first time, did not want to play a song.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I have talked you into it.
And you made me... I'm not going to say which one.
No, that would be bad.
I'm playing it. So, thank you, John.
Yeah, anytime.
He probed me and...
Probed you through the board.
Anything exciting you want to share about the weekend?
Hold on, I'm still fiddling with your knob.
Oh.
Okay, there we go.
Toggle this, bitch.
The weekend. What was that? Saturday and Sunday?
And depending, you could include Friday.
I got my car washed, and with the layer of dirt taken off.
From that weird rain we had for 5 seconds? Did you get that?
No. This is from not having washed my car in a while. Because I have to park on the street.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, within a couple of days, it just gets this layer of smog.
You're the only one who has to park on the street.
No, I'm just saying I used to not have to park in the street, so I'm not used to my car getting that dirty that quickly. And anyway, now that the layer of smog, of smut, and whatever you call it. Schmutz. is removed, it revealed something fascinating. A black stripe... of spray paint right clear across the side of my car.
That you didn't notice, that you have not noticed was there.
I have no idea when it happened. It had to have happened pre-level of dirt, I guess.
So February?
No, I mean, probably, you know, within the last several weeks.
Oh, so.
But you know, it was obvious, like, someone with a can of spray paint had been, like, walking down the street.
And probably got everyone's
car. And just, like,
car.
Sprayed everyone's car, because it kind of, like, you know, starts and stops.
Right.
And I wouldn't even notice it, except it just goes over the headlight a little bit. I was like, wait, what is that? Because I thought it was
the front of your car
glare,
or the side?
The side, the passenger side door.
Uh-huh.
So if you're listening and you did this, I don't know. You know, Shannon, my fiance, her car got hit by a BB gun or something. There's a bullet hole in it.
God,
what's up with this neighborhood?
I thought I lived in a bad neighborhood.
I think this is a good neighborhood. I must be delusional, but I don't know. I think it's like...
Well, it all becomes relative after a while.
I guess.
I mean, I have a parking spot in my neighborhood, so that already makes me think, wow, I live in a great neighborhood.
Well, if I had, you know, a piece of equipment that cost thousands of dollars, whatever it was, I wouldn't leave it on the street.
No.
You know what I mean? But it's a car. I can't put it anywhere else. I have to leave it in public. And that's what happens when you leave things in public.
Right.
You get spray-painted black...
Kind of related to that, you know, my neighborhood, I have gang kids who do their research and development meetings on my porch and also turn my porch into a kiosk for selling.
That's good.
I just realized I have a lot of potted plants out front.
I bet you do.
No, I do. I found out these two plants. I'm like, what is this? I have two pot plants growing.
That's awesome. I mean...
And I'm just letting them grow.
Not that I would... Wow.
You can't come over. You're going to take it. You're going to fucking...
Just take it up with their human resources department and go from there.
I've been violated.
You know what? I'm lucky, though. Like, my car didn't get tagged. It was more of a haphazard, you know, just a...
Line.
You know, because you can't even, like, really see it unless you look at it, because it's right at that level towards the top of the door where kind of bends a little bit. So it could... I thought at first it was some sort of weird sunspot activity or something like that. I actually went up to him, like, holy shit, that's a line of
spray paint.
So, I mean, I guess it could have been worse. It could say something like, you know... So-and-so loves so-and-so on it or something.
Oh, I'm sure it would be that endearing. It could have been something like, you know, Chaka's back. You know, it could just say Chaka on your car.
Fuck Whitey.
Could have been a little more personal, right?
Yeah. Actually, well, when it was really dirty, like a couple months ago, people would write stuff in it. Right. You know, but I don't. I think that's funny. You know,
right?
Like,
I think
if a 12-year-old wants to write "dork" on my car in dirt, that's I have no problems with that at all. You can touch my car as much as you want, but spray paint that doesn't just it doesn't come off.
Right.
That's like for the rest of the time that I'm going to have this car, which...
Because, of course, you're not going to paint it.
Look, no. Are you kidding? I can't even afford to own it. And looking at the way things are going right now, I'm going to have this car probably for the rest of my life, which is part of the reason... I don't mean to be negative, but part of the reason I bought it is, you know, it's a Corolla. It's supposed to last forever. I'm not like, I'm going to go fiddle with the car and fix this thing and that thing. I want it to last a really long time and not have to deal with it.
How many miles do you have on it?
I don't know, like 60,000, something like that.
Oh, come on. You have a long ways to go.
I know, but what I'm saying is I had that long ways to go with a stripe of black paint across the side of the door.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it did happen early in your career.
Yeah. All right.
Do you want to start? You want me to start?
Why don't you start? Because I think you have brought in more music than me today.
Yep. There was a lot of generous people out there who wanted to play some stuff, who wanted us to play their stuff. This is a band called, an artist called VJ out of Portland, Oregon. MySpace page, I'm going to have to spell it out for you. It's myspace.com/ Visha Javeri. V as in Victor, I-S-H-A. Oh, I didn't even pronounce, I didn't even say it. I couldn't even read it right. It's Vishal Javeri. V-I-S-H-A-L-J-H-A-V-E-R-I.
You should probably repeat that after the song.
Yeah.
Because right now they're writing it down. They don't even know if...
If you want to instant message us, let's just get that out of the way now. You can always instant message for any information. If you want to really know what John thinks of me, he'll tell you, or I think of him. You know, we'll be secretive.
But you can never
tell
which one of us is typing, is the thing.
Right. John always likes to put his initials.
Because I feel like, you know, otherwise I'm being misrepresented.
He's being hijacked.
Yes.
So anyway, you can instant message us through AOL Instant Messenger at Kill Radio Station. That's the handle, so to speak, that we use here at the station. Kill Radio Station, all one word. So if you have any information, like you want to find out more about a band or something, I can just pass it on. I can more easily type, or John and I can more easily type when we're at the music break. But anyway, let's go to this artist, VJ. The song called, actually, Goodbye Los Angeles.
See ya.
You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Umeed tera intezaar karte तेरी उम्मीद तेरा इंतजार करते
Goodbye, Los Angeles.
fabulous.
Now it's time to go and I've got to say goodbye. But we'll meet again when I close my eyes. Envision you in my mind as I'm dreaming at night. Through the bridge, yeah, I really did feel those rhymes when I pressed the nine. Cause the songs I spoke, I'm saying goodbye Hollywood. And I'm telling you, it wasn't a joke. My mind happened to come before I was known. Yet I have so much more than the average Joe Schmo. Children of the war, but I want to walk my low. So sky, don't shed a tear. Now remember 310. But if I don't go, there's two deaths on my chest. And the fire will burn, it really will burn some more.
Did you meet?
Goodbye, Los Angeles. Goodbye, Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
You're here.
I can't hear myself. There I am. All right, that was known as by the name of Leather Mouse. And the only thing I know about Leather Mouse is that their music can be purchased through iTunes, CD Baby, and Tower Records. John can't be heard. And you just cussed and we can't hear it.
Hello, hello.
There you
are. God. We really need new mics here. I can't believe I interview bands at this place.
Is it the mics? See, now I can't. Is it the mics it's or the cords? Cords?
It's the cords, huh? It's both.
It's everything. Now it really sounds crunchy.
It's my karma. Anyway, I just wanted to say Leather Mouse is a cool name for an artist.
Yes. There we go. I think I found out how to tweak the wire.
There we go.
I have it going up through my nose right now.
It's cooler than Modest Mouse. It's cooler than Leather Strip. It's Leather
and Danger
Mouse.
Mouse.
Danger Mouse, yeah.
So yeah, that was a song called Transition. And I don't know where they're out of. I don't know what state, what city, what world.
We suck at this job.
I just don't have that information.
Somebody pay me and then fire me.
No, you're just going to get fired.
Ugh.
So if Leather Mouse, if any of your league is listening, please instant message us at Kill Radio Station so we can just like let people know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say myspace.com/leathermouse.
You know what? I should try that. Why don't you talk while I do that? Because it's hard for me to hold a mic and type with one hand. Actually, it's not. So what do we got next, John, while I do this?
We have a submission here that let's see. It's called The Mighty Paradox. Ah, I get it. But it's spelled five words, actually. The Mighty P-A-R, it's one word. A is another, and docs, D-O-C-S, paradox.
Can I share real quick about what I found on Leather Mouse?
Oh, yeah?
I found a 37-year-old female in Las Vegas who's a Scorpio and married, and her picture is her with a band, it looks like, and she only has one friend, which, of course, is Tom.
Huh. Do you think that's the same Leather Mouse?
Could be.
Well, I guess if it's a picture of her with a band, maybe.
That's the one thing that makes me think. I'll do Leather Mouse music and see what happens. Nope.
Oh.
So.
Well.
All right.
Moving on. The Mighty Paradox. This is an album sampler that they sent in. It's myspace.com/themightyparadox. And again, remember, that's P-A-R-A-D-O-C-S. They're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And, well, let's just go right into it. This is what they sound like. You heard it here first. So did I. I just put it in. I have no idea what it sounds like. Let me get this levels up. There we go. Okay, The Mighty Paradox on here, killradio.org.
Fatty up, get in line, line, line. Fatty up, now why? I'm fine. He helped me make up my mind. Yet he said that was one of a kind. Don't you worry, he's not my kind. Fatty up, get in line. Fatty up, fatty up, fatty up. Now everybody whine, whine, whine about your problems. Paradox in the house will help solve them. Whine so much, he ain't got the top food. Who got God? Stop the mood. Stress, yes, problem solved. Release it, you know what causes problems. Check your foot. Reflexology, pen and light. Sacred geometry. And this is how I love. This is how I love.
like they got a chip on their shoulder, if you know what I mean. I'm pouting or sulking or whining how they're broken, like they got a chip on their shoulder, if you know what I mean. Fatio gets in line. Everybody whine and whine and whine about your problems. Whine and whine and whine about your problems. Whine, whine, whine about your problems. Whine, whine, whine about your problems. Are you the solution? Or are you part of the problem? Are you the solution? Or are you part of the problem? Check it, your lover thinks I'm fine. He taught me how to ride baseline, and he said I was one of a kind. That's when I taught him how to rewind. Fatio, get in line. Fatio, Fatio, Fatio. Now everybody whine, whine, whine about your problems. Paradox in the house will help solve them. Why so much in from the top food? Who done gone and stomped the moon? Stress, yes, problem solved. Check your foot, reflexology, right in the light, sacred geometry. This is how I love, this is how I love, this is how I love. This is how I love, this is how I love, this is how I love. And this is how I love, this is how I love.
This is how I love.
Your lover thinks I'm fine, on my mind, one of a kind, not my kind. Your lover thinks I'm fine, on my mind.
Six, five, four, five. is all my eyes can see. This is all my eyes can see. That's mathematics, but I'm still like, fuck the school system. Without money, oh, you're kinda like a cat in the heat. Run away, ass up, getting fucked in the street. They say it's fucked up how I speak. I say it's fucked up how you teach. Sometimes I don't feel so free. Feel so free in my free country. Sometimes I don't feel so free.
Here, here.
Am I on?
No.
Am I on?
No.
Oh!
John.
God damn it.
Wow.
It's one of those days. Oh, there we go.
Nice sound. Now I can't hear me at all.
No. You're on. You're good.
Really?
Yeah, you're good to go.
All right, good.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
So tell us about that band.
That was the Mighty Paradox. And that's pretty much all I can say.
Any contact information for them, John?
Yes. That's myspace.com/themightyparadox. And that's paradox is spelled, instead of an X, it's a CS. So PARADOCS.
So they're into Microsoft Word.
Yeah, they're into Word.
So into Word.
And
it's a hot program, by the way.
Yeah. This is the sound of me grunting.
I think maybe...
Do you want to switch mics?
Well, with what?
I know, with this one
okay.
That I couldn't get in the
wait,
work?
Wait, this seems to work. If I apply...
Just don't let go of it.
If I apply...
Major
enough
pressure.
Pressure to the cord so that whatever wires keep disconnecting...
Yeah, look at the veins
connected.
On my hands. I think my hands going to...
This is good. My forearms are really going to get a workout doing this show.
So flex and release. Man. Flex and release.
See, some good comes from everything. Even Kill Radio. Even our damaged mics.
I'm working out my left forearm.
You know, the show sounded like crap, but let's be honest.
I got
my
an awesome workout.
Look great.
Just we'll have to switch songs next set.
This mic is like a stress toy, you know? Oh, I'm having such a good fucking time here at Kill Radio.
Stupid.
With 50 other DJs.
And who knows what they're doing these
whacking
mics.
Whacking each other with the microphones.
Playing Let's Hide the Microphone.
But I'm a team player.
I play that game.
Which game?
Let's Hide the Microphone.
Dude. See, I cannot.
And the red one's my favorite, by the way. You know, the one you have up to your mouth.
That is awful.
I have the biggest hard on right now just seeing you do that.
Oh my God. You're in rare form today, Mark.
It went away.
I must say. That was the Mighty Paradox and some gay banter from Mark. And what do you have?
Yeah, that's kind of redundancy when you include my name. It's just banter. Or g-banter.
I know, but something about the word gay and banter g-banter. Just sounds right. Like gay banter.
Or it should be je-banter.
It makes me think of like Monty Python, you know? Some, I don't know, just gay banter.
Or maybe it's like banter with a French pronunciation.
When they say it, they mean happy banter. But
yes.
You know.
It wasn't happy. It was a cry for help. A scream for help.
There are many things you do that are cries for help.
It's true. I'm so obvious. Let's go to music. This is an artist out of Austin, Texas. We've been very popular in Austin.
Never heard of Austin, Texas.
Shut up.
What is that?
You were just there.
And they have music there?
This is an artist by the name of Born Soul. We're going to do two songs. And let's get into it. This is a song called...
It's not funny. Don't laugh.
This person put their heart and soul into this. No, the song's called They Don't Like Me, and I don't know why that's so funny.
That's awful. That is just...
And
folks,
look it
don't name your songs that. That's dangerous.
Maybe it's because his MySpace page is up right here. It's myspace.com/bornsoul. Really kind of nice, done picture.
You know what? I mean, the song, I'm sure the song is
kind of heroin chic. And then he says, they don't like me. It just sounds pathetic. They don't like me.
Well, let's prove that, that he's wrong and play this song. Big beats. Music innovators. Yeah. They don't like me. Cause the way I cut my hair, they don't like me. The way they stop and stare, they don't like me. Cause the way I rolled on the scene, they don't like me. They look my head. When I roll up on the scene, man, my chrome shining nice. No diamonds on my neck, but my drink very ice. They despite haters, they spite. Can they keep from stepping on my shoes? That's unlike. Good, what you jockin' for? Acting like a snot nose. I got a real tight grip on my cash flow. But let's hit the dance floor. Let me see that. Then you can step into my room and do this and that. Man, you entice. Your jeans fitting tight. Why these looking at me quite shiesty? I think they don't like me. Why they don't like me? I don't really give a fuck. My fist clenched tight. They don't like me. Cause the way I cut my hair, they don't like me. Cause the way they stop and stare, they don't like me. Cause the way I rolled on the scene, they don't like me. They just might. They don't like that I'm a dime who got rhyme like this. Will bust around like stay on my grind like this. Can't block the shine, go go get her, so they lip stuck out. Been certified since 13, but I pull my first Glock out. Been a hillion since my youth, running amok in these streets. I give a f if you don't like me, just give me 50 feet. I'm quick to handle any beef, I'm still 6-0. Throwing bows at the cause that be yapping like, guess they don't like me cause I keep a foul mouth and attitude. Already say that I'm stuck up, but yeah, I'm pretty rude. And when I step up in the room, it's all eyes on me. Simple start to flare cause all the guys on me. Mr. Mean and she be the best that is and was. I'm keeping classy, yeah, get ready, chuck up my set like a thug. I know I'm loved by a few, but I hate it on by so many. Sometimes it's hard to fake a smile when feeling no longer in me. They don't like me cause the way I wear my hair. They don't like me cause the way they stop and stare. They don't like me cause the way I shine on the scene. They don't like me, they just mad. Break it down for me, good, break it down like, break it down for me, good, break it down like, not just G. Still doing the same thing, but this party off the chain. It's already how I'm still puffin' Mary Jane. If you wanna dance, then go on, hit the dance floor. That's okay, cause you still something like a scarecrow. Don't care, though they on the floor, grabbing. Steady getting brain freeze, cause they drink too fast. I feel the animosity, the way these girls jockin' me. Don't hate the player, hate the game is my philosophy. Don't make a mockery, approaching things with no game.
wanna take some frames when I'm switching lane. The ladies girls, they entice me, they jeans fitting tight. Why them niggas looking at me quite shiesty? I think they don't like me. Why they don't like me? I don't really give a fuck. My fist clenched tight.
They don't like me. They don't like me.
Your style, the way you smell and smile, that type of drives me wild. From the things you wear, the way you wear your hair, and the things that you do when I'm handcuffed to the chair. Girl, I like your style. You make me smile, the ride or die drives me wild. That's why I like your style. I like your style. I like your style. Girl, I like your style. Yo. Let me catch my breath, the little energy I had, girl, I have none left. You make a wanna sing like Donny Hathaway. You take my breath away like Enya. I wanna stay up in ya 365, 7 days a week will be my peak. You ride my d- like I ride the beat. Flawless, very sexy when you drawsless. Your d- would poke a eye out, cut the ceiling fan off so you won't dry out. I like it nice and wet. Let's try some position that we ain't done yet. Brown sugar, I like the caramel complected. Handle business, some done neglected. I know times get hectic. Just sit back, relax, and wine and manifest it. We're gonna take it slow, cause we moonlighting strangers like Al Jarreau. Yeah, I let you play with my mojo. This is crazy when you play it back and slow.
I like your style. The way you smell and smile, that type of s*** drives me wild. From the things you wear, the way you wear your hair, and the things that you do when I'm handcuffed to the chair. Girl, I like your style. You make me smile, the ride or die s*** drives me wild. That's why I like your style. I like your style. I like your style. Girl, I like your style.
Yeah. You tingling, baby? Go ahead then. Take my index out, put my leg in. Then we do the hokey pokey when you turn yourself around. I get excited when I know you southbound. You a rider. You make the one to wife you. Tell her straight up when don't excite you. It's all to the good. I appreciate the real. Owe it all to the hood. Where we come from, we got a lot of things in common and very compatible and love stuff that's edible. I love it when you moan like that, and you bite your bottom lip while you work like that. Wanna walk around naked, feel free like that. Come on, girl, stop teasing, don't be like that. I see me going places, it's almost like an oasis. Exchange conversation as well as places. You a freak, and you let it be known. At the end of the day, it might be full blown.
I like your style, it's real milky. I like your skin, it's real silky. The moves you make, girl, they're real clever. Girl, I'm down. Or whatever, I don't care if you wanna get clever. You can handcuff me back to that chair, girl. As long as I got the key, you gotta play fair, girl. We can be unique type freaks together, girl.
I like your style and demeanor. You make the grass a little greener on the other side of the pole. Stop, drop, and roll. Like a bad hand dealt, I sit back and fold my arms and watch you do that dance like you from India. I know it's difficult the way I'm trying to bend you. And you love that smack when I leap up in you. He coming back, he falls, he mad cause I leap up in you. Had this dude gon' give a summons cause I couldn't roll. Never told how we met, don't need to change it up. You never kiss and tell, girl, that's what's up. Yeah, yeah.
I like your style. The way you smell and smile, the type of stuff drives me wild. From the things you wear, the way you wear your hair, and the things that you do when I'm handcuffed to the chair. Girl, I like your style. Make me smile, the ride dies, drives me wild. That's why I like your style. I like your style. I like your style. Girl, I like your style.
And we hope we're back. I am back. Are you back? I'm here. John's not here. Hold on. John's coming back.
Wait, hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
John, why don't we just, you know, why don't you just run the board and I'll just do all the talking.
I want to be on the show. There we go.
Yeah, well. Oh. Disc jockey, that was my fault. Now we know. If you can name that song.
You know, your DJs come as submission only as well. They just threw us in here with a zero quality control.
If you're listening, you know that song, Instant Message Us at Kill Radio Station, probably only the band does. Stacy from La Cunada thinks it's she's so quick on the draw there. She thinks it's that one band we played last week. What was that band? Oh, what was this? This song?
I don't look at me, man. I automatically delete this stuff from my brain as soon as I step out of here.
I think I did too.
But I do appreciate Stacey's.
It's not Infrared Sunday. That was a different song. They even play that kind
of
music.
You could be cool like Stacey and instant message us as well. Kill Radio Stacey Station is the handle.
And La Cañada is like a really hot scene right now. Have you been to the club scene out there?
It's hot. I'll give you that.
And they're in strip malls.
So can I just take this time to say that actually that song, They Don't Like Me, I thought was pretty damn cool.
It's good. And you know what? There's actually the female rapist, if you will. Her name's Lyric. That song was featuring Lyric, and I want to just announce that because she was good. She's very talented.
Yes.
Oliva was very talented.
So what he's saying, They Don't Like Me, he's talking about, you know, the powers that be, the industry.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was just...
No, he's saying they don't like me with my hair, they don't like the way I dress, you know, they're always bitch.
His homies are jealous.
I use the royal they sometimes as well. They're this, they're that, and, you know what they say. You know, that kind of they.
You do that.
Or like Fox News, when they can't actually back up a source, they go, some might say.
Well, I know. Did you see Outfoxed?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And now every time they say it, I'm like, time to take a shot.
Some may say.
Oh, dear. So moving on, we have some more new music.
How do you watch
you?
Fox News? That's like watching, to me, that's like watching really bad, irritating pornography.
Dude, you had to catch me. I don't actually watch it. I just like to say I watch it so that I can say that I saw something.
But don't
usually
you catch yourself getting sucked into it just to see?
No,
what
you know, I catch clips, you know, on The Daily Show. Or sometimes I'll be flipping through and I won't realize that that's what I'm watching because I'm not really
How
paying
can
attention.
You not?
Well, because like it'll be a commercial or something or I'm stoned, not really paying attention. And then I see, you know, Hannity or Neil Cavuto or one of those pricks, and I'm like, I'm upset. They haven't opened their mouths yet. So then I switch to something more intelligent, like the Cartoon Network. So this next band up is called Obsolete Heart, and I just want to thank them for their marvelous packaging, first of all.
Yeah,
which is very cool. I'm a big fan of cool packaging, and they sent us cool packaging along with a little zine that they made about the band. I'm actually going to go ahead and read this thing that they wrote at the end, because apparently they've invented a new form of music called Endwave, which is not to be confused with New Wave. It says, "Don't call me punk. It's embarrassing. Dead in the water of the cultural lexicon, punk has been stolen and sold, used and wasted. But that is just an old story. We sell what is there to be sold. So let them add men have it. Give it up to them. It is over. Names and words, flags and arms bands, these are inherently flawed ways to define ourselves. But they help us identify ourselves and form allegiances, so they get used, and we need new ones. We who choose to carry forward the spirit of punk in the tradition of our forefathers will do so with or without a name. But unfortunately, those of us who desire to align ourselves with like-minded individuals can no longer call ourselves punk. Coincidentally, we are at a cultural crossroads. Perhaps a generational changing of the guard, a fundamental change in perspective is occurring right now within the music community, especially among the youth." This stuff is hardcore. "Music as a tangible commodity is disappearing at a rate equal to its loss of value as a medium with purpose beyond its market worth. There is no time to debate as to where the blame should lie in this. It is just the way it is. Let's just say that cycles of technology and commercialism mixed with apathy and ignorance have left us looking to the horizon of a dead, dead road. And it feels like the end. It will never be the end for us as individuals or for the movement. But that word, the P word, punk, it is dead. And there is no new wave, just this last wave of its spirit before the void. We are the end wave. We are end wave." It's pretty well written.
And let the manifesto begin.
Right on. So this is Obsolete Heart, and this is what they sound like on Hear, killradio.org.
Ain't fair.
Nice.
Obsolete Heart. That's what we were just listening to just there. Let me fix this. There we go.
That was actually, yes. That was fun.
I really enjoyed that, actually. And, it, you know, especially reading that thing first, and then that gave some real perspective to it. Look, they sent a picture. They look like nice people.
Are they a couple?
Yeah, it's a couple. It's a guy and a girl.
Are they married?
I don't know them that well, Mark. All I'm saying is they've been described as one of the sweetest boy-girl harmonies I've heard in quite some time. It ain't all loving smiles and sidelong glances, though. That's a review of...
do they live in a chicken coop?
11 elephants.
Is that their house?
Dude, you're asking me all these questions you can't possibly think of the answer to.
Do they have a gardener? They look like they mowed their lawn.
There is no new wave.
I'm just making fun of myself.
We are end wave. Obsolete
No, it's actually really, in an odd way, it's a very sweet picture. I wish I could scan it right now and post it.
You know what? Actually, the one thing
Do they have a website?
That's what I'm looking for right now. They sent us a lot of information. But oh, yeah, here we go. It's obsoleteheart.com. I don't know if they have a MySpace, but they do have a website, which is www.obsoleteheart.com. So check them out if you dig that. And thank you, Obsolete Heart, for submitting to here on killradio.org. Now would be a good time to tell people...
how to submit?
How to submit.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right. So here's the deal. You send us music, we play it. Anything beyond that is way too complicated for us. So... if you want to send us CDs, which I prefer because I like packaging. Was that gay? Did that sound gay?
John, everyone keeps asking me if you're gay. So yes. I go, yeah, you should see his fiance.
I'm not sure what that means.
I know. I left it open that way. Okay. Just to see where it land.
it landed nowhere. Landed oh, they're out of LA. Everyone's head. Obsolete artists from LA?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So they're a local.
And they're in a. They obviously live.
And they do have a MySpace, myspace.com.
That's what that leads to. Well, no, obsoleteheart.com goes to their MySpace page.
Oh, I see.
Tricky kids.
Anyway.
So they live in a chicken coop in Los Angeles.
Shut up.
They obviously live in the valley.
Make it stop.
They live in the valley.
Submit your music to here at killradio.org. Put it in an envelope. Put a stamp on it. All that good stuff. Kill Radio, attention, here. 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. That's 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Room 201 in Los Angeles, 90004. And if you're not conscious and therefore can't lick a stamp or anything like that, you can send music to Mark. And how is that done?
I just want to say, I think it is... Now, where am I? Am I here? There I am.
Yeah,
it is funny that we actually technically are in a suite.
Because
it's...
What
it's
is the definition of a suite? Is that what a suite is?
Yeah. I mean, it's a series of rooms.
You know why I started calling it suite? Because on MySpace, if you send someone a message and use the pound sign to signify number, like number 201, it automatically translates it as two periods.
Oh.
And I don't know why. Some weird HTML thing. So I just started typing it STE instead of pound sign. And then I started calling it suite. Would you like any more information?
You have a lot. Thank you. Thank you, John.
So how do people submit music other than the old-fashioned way?
The new-fashioned way, all the kids are doing it, is you can send your MP3s through a website called YouSendIt.com.
Oh, that's
YouSendIt.com.
You send it.
What you do is you just upload your track. You put my email address as the recipient, and that's Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Shut up. when you send...
You know how hot it is in here. My brains are fried.
When you send...
and not from all the drinking I did this weekend.
When you send your track, or tracks, you can send more than one if you'd like... please include in the message your band name or artist name and pronunciation if you think I'm not going to know it, part of the world where you are, your email address, and make sure it's not a MySpace page email address, one that I can, you know, send to. And then also any contact information like MySpace page, website address, etc. So if you include all that, make sure it's an MP3. Make sure that the MP3s are tagged so I don't have to go back and try to figure out which one this is and stuff. Just makes it easy for everybody. And then I get it. And that way your inbox isn't filled up in your sent folder, and mine isn't filled up with MP3s in mine.
And I guess people probably shouldn't send more than two songs any one time, because you're not going to play more than two.
No, but I may not like one of them. I may like one better. So send it all you want. I'll listen to them, and then I'll decide from there.
And if you're sending music to me, like if you're sending an actual CD to the studio, attention, here, again, that's 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, LA 9004. You know, you can send whatever information you want, whatever you want me to say. If you want to leave your website, that seems like pertinent information. If you want a little bio, I might just read it over the air. I love stickers. I love T-shirts. I love creative packaging. Just don't send anything, you know, like fruit, because that probably won't last very long because it's so hot in here. But pretty much anything else, anything but fruit, I think.
Unless you ship it properly with dry ice or something.
If you want to send your CD with
fruit and dry ice. That would be awesome.
I will definitely play your song. No, actually, I'll play your song no matter what.
I will totally pour water over that dry ice so we get a whole bunch of fog in here.
All right.
That'd be fun.
You say it, it sounds gay. I say it, and I think, you know, horror movies, thriller.
Because I followed up with it, it'll be totally fun. I mean, I didn't say it'd be totally spooky.
No, actually, it was the word pour.
Pour?
You had me at pour.
Oh, pour. You had me sounding gay at pour. You ready for music? You have more you want to say? Also, you need our address for the 31st time, you can get it from our website, which is killradio.org. Click on the link about us. Scroll down. You'll see the information for our address.
And MySpace has a Kill Radio page. It's kill_radio.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And also, Mark and I both have our own pages for our own shows that we do at Kill Radio.
Yes.
On our own. Mark, you want to go first?
Yeah, mine. The show I do on Friday, which is called Close Your Eyes, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. MySpace page is myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1.
Nice.
We've had this conversation how long it took me to get to that. But anyway, it's close_your_eyes_1. John?
My show is called Is Good. It's every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, although occasionally I do a special edition Tuesday show to accommodate a band. I DJ for an hour, and then I interview a different band. And coming up in a couple of weeks, I will have interviewed a different band every week for a year.
Which so I'm 52 very excited bands?
About. Pretty soon.
Wow. A
couple of weeks.
Now, has that been... That's just because you've done 52 bands. That's pretty awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think maybe since I started here, maybe I've missed 3 or 4 shows.
I'm surprised that there's 52 bands in Los Angeles. You wouldn't just think that.
I'm amazed that there are 52 weeks in a year. Anyway, no, not really. This Thursday, I have an act called Fall of Snow, who actually was a band that submitted to Hear Here, and we played several weeks ago, and I liked their music enough that I invited them to come on my show.
Oh, cool.
That's another thing to keep in mind. When you submit to Hear Here, you may suck, you may not suck, we don't know, we're just going to play it anyway, but if we like it, we may use it in our own shows. I know you've used Hear Here music.
Yeah, Victor...
Vincent Parker.
Thank you. Also, Eileen.
Aaron Williams.
God, thank
you. I can remember.
It's like you've
I have a good
read
memory
my
for
mind.
These things.
Yeah, and then also, Mud Honey. Am I remember them?
Mudville. And
I couldn't have done that on purpose.
Also, what we have here is we're building our own little Hear Here library. So, Kill Radio is a collective. It's run by DJs. So there's no corporate management or anything like that. So any of the DJs that come in here, and there's anywhere between 30 and 50 of us, depending on what day it is, you know, we'll see the Hear Here library and might take a peek. So your music will travel if you send it to us.
Yeah, it will cross-pollinate.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. Does that sound gay?
No, because pollinate's like kind of an asexual thing, like insects, or they pollinate. Plants. And
you've never said to your fiance, I want to cross-pollinate with you?
No.
Liar.
No.
My people say that to each other all the time.
Really? Is that gay lingo?
Yeah, I want to cross-pollinate with you, bitch.
I want to cross-pollinate with you. I like that. No, I mean, I've definitely used horticultural, botanical vocabulary, but cross-pollinate's not one of them.
you've used it in general or on her?
What's the word? I've used the word chlorophyll.
I knew you were going to say that word. That's the obvious word. How have you used
photosynthesis?
With Shannon, you use photosynthesis.
Yeah. Yeah, she likes it. She's
a flower.
She's a beautiful flower.
Yes. And you're a succulent.
This has got to end. Actually, now would be a good time for us to...
I was just thinking the same thing, too.
Switch over.
Yeah, because it's...
We're going to split the show into two downloadable parts, so you don't have to spend an hour downloading a two-hour show. You can instead spend half an hour downloading
If you don't want to hear this banter...
Shut your ears now.
Yeah, you can go to the next part. You ready?
And stop.